For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A federal judge strikes down some state abortion laws but allows others to stand. While homeschooling is up in Virginia, we also have a look at state accreditation ratings. And grab your helmet. We're going to hit the track with two members of the Rocktown Rollers. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 1st. A federal judge Monday upheld some Virginia abortion laws and struck down others. U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson upheld a Virginia law requiring women to undergo an ultrasound and wait at least 24 hours before having an abortion. He also let stand the state's physician-only law barring nurse practitioners and physicians' assistants from performing abortions. Hudson overturned two other state laws, one requiring all second trimester abortions to be performed at a licensed outpatient hospital. He also struck down regulations that would have required clinics that provide first trimester abortions to meet the same facility requirements as general and surgical hospitals. The ruling came in a lawsuit that challenged four Virginia laws that opponents say restrict access to abortion in the state. Women's reproductive rights groups that brought the lawsuit expressed disappointment with the mixed rulings. A Springfield girl has recanted her accusation that three classmates grabbed her and cut her hair on the playground of her private school. The Washington Post reports that the girl's family issued an apology Monday to the boys, to the school, and to the community. Last week, the 12-year-old girl told news media that three of her sixth-grade classmates at Emmanuel Christian School in Springfield called her dreadlocks ugly while they assaulted her at recess. The girl is African-American and said her attackers were white. A new poll from the University of Mary Washington shows more than 60% of Virginians back the legalization of marijuana, but the state's main advocacy group says that they're pushing the General Assembly for smaller steps first. Ben Pavier from VPM News reports.
Virginia's first medical cannabis dispensaries will open their doors next year, but possessing marijuana is technically still illegal, even if you're a patient. Jen Michelle Padini with the marijuana advocacy group Normal would like to see it decriminalized. Republicans have so far blocked those bills in committees.
If Democrats were to take the majority, then there may be a pathway open for more meaningful, particularly criminal justice-related bills to succeed.
Republican lawmakers have said they want to move cautiously when it comes to marijuana legislation. Congress is also considering bills from both sides of the aisle to decriminalize or legalize marijuana. Padini says she expects one to pass in the next 2 to 3 years. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
92% of public schools in Virginia are meeting the state's education standards. That's according to the Department of Education, which released the annual accreditation ratings on Monday. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has details.
Across the state, some schools gained accreditation, while others lost it. In total, almost exactly the same number of schools are accredited this year as last. This is the second year the state has used new standards. Officials say they shift the focus away from test scores and include a closer look at achievement gaps and absenteeism. Charles Pyle, spokesman for the Department of Education, says scores in reading have declined.
But sharper declines for children of color, Hispanic students, African American students, and economically disadvantaged students. And those declines are reflected in the higher number of schools this year flagged for achievement gaps.
But schools are making progress in attendance. More students are coming to school more regularly, says Pyle.
That's an important indicator of school quality because children who aren't in school are obviously not going to do as well as those children who are in school on a regular basis.
Overall, 7% of schools were accredited with conditions, meaning they didn't fully meet state standards. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Meanwhile, more Virginians are homeschooling their children, and if homeschoolers were a school division unto themselves, they would represent the seventh largest district in the state. According to the Associated Press, the number of homeschooling families in the state has increased by more than 20% in the last 5 years. In Charlottesville and several other districts, the number of homeschoolers doubled. More than 43,000 students statewide study at home instead of attending a public or private school. Finally today, it's been 11 years since the Rocktown Rollers brought the sport of roller derby to Harrisonburg. WMRE's Mike Tripp recently visited with a couple of the team's players, one a veteran returning from an injury, and the other relatively new to the team.
100, your captain, number 100, Revenge of the Nerd!
Revenge of the Nerd, because I'm a nerd off the track and on the track.
Nikki Gauthier-Martin loves her derby name. It represents who she is. It represents her journey with Harrisonburg's Rocktown Rollers. For her, it means developing strength, endurance, having fun, and establishing lifelong friendships. But her preference is the shortened form of the name, Nerd.
I originally became interested in roller derby when a friend of mine made friends with a roller derby team in North Carolina. I became a little obsessed, and then I decided when I finished graduate school, I was going to move to North Carolina to be on this roller derby team. But by the time I finished my graduate studies, there were two teams actually in the area, one in Harrisonburg and one in Charlottesville. So I joined the Harrisonburg team, which was the Rocktown Rollers.
She lived her dream for several years, competing alongside her teammates, her friends. But then she got hurt.
Oh man, that injury was terrible. So I'm wrapping up my 10th year of roller derby, and this was my first major injury that really took me out. It was unfortunate that it was the first 5 minutes of our first game of this season, and I just took a big hit and I fell weird and I shattered my fibula. It broke in three places and I could not have any weight bearing for 2 months. And after that, I walked in a boot.
And that's when she says the team really came through for her.
Nobody emotionally prepared me for that, but the league was awesome. It comes down to community. They didn't let me stay down very long. They brought me food, they did my laundry, they vacuumed my carpets, they visited me, they sent me funny videos, they did everything they could to keep me up and keep me included. And I did, even though I couldn't walk, I came back. I came back to practice. It was really nice. Even though I couldn't skate, I would just come to practice and sit in the middle and I'd have hand weights and I would just exercise and be a part of the team. It was really special.
So she waited, not always patiently, but she waited. And then, September 14th.
Well, after 7 months, I skate with my team again and they're my family.
So what is roller derby? It's more than ladies just skating in a circle, pushing and shoving.
Okay, the sport of roller derby is a 60-minute game and two 30-minute halves. Each team has 15 skaters, and they field 5 skaters at a time on the track.
One skater from each team, identified by a star on the helmet, is designated jammer for that team. She is the one that scores the points.
There's no ball in the game. You can maybe envision that person as a ball if it helps you think of the points.
The other 4 skaters are blockers, playing both offense and defense at the same time.
Once each jammer gets through the pack of blockers the first time, then that jammer scores 1 point for each opposing blocker she passes in a 2-minute period.
First person through the pack is designated as lead jammer, and this person can actually end the 2-minute period, otherwise called a jam, early should she choose.
But otherwise it goes 2 minutes and they try to score as many points as they can by passing through as many times as they can. Really, it's easy to consider the jammers the star of the game, but there's incredible talent in a defensive and an offensive line. It's just chaos. It's chaos. But the more you play, it becomes organized chaos.
Speaking of chaos, meet Catherine Bray. She's one of the newer members of the team.
My name is Catherine Chaos, and I started this in January, and everyone I know was extremely surprised, but here I am. I had to start from scratch, really. I skated a lot growing up, but it had been years and years since I'd been on anything with wheels. So basically, they trained me again from start. For me, the hardest part is being able to stay focused when you're out there. There's so much going on around you, and there are people moving all over the place. You know, it's really, really hard. It definitely feels like draining sometimes to push through people or to be constantly going and trying to stop somebody, but at the end of it, you're still standing up, you've made it, and you feel good.
I wouldn't say everybody can do roller derby, but most people can. I think we make it as possible as possible. It's a dangerous sport, yes, it's aggressive, but we give people the skills they need to be able to play and enjoy it and be safe. And that's coming from the woman who just broke her leg. So, you know, just come play and have fun.
All right, that was a roller derby battle we just had, I said.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Tripp.
And you'll find more about that story, including some photographs of Revenge the Nerd and Catherine Chaos in action on the track at WMRA.org and through the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.